The Washoe County School District Board of Trustees approved multiple lesson plans this week for the revised high school sexual education curriculum. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano was there for the vote, where multiple community members felt that their voices weren't given a fair chance at being heard during the process.
Charles will take you to the next space available, our third overflow.
120 people showed up for this board meeting, filling a total of 6 rooms, and 76 participated in public comment, which went on for more than 2 hours.
We do have folks in, I think, 5 overflow rooms. This is the largest crowd we've ever had at a school board meeting. So, again, we're thankful for the participation.
The discussion over the new curriculum started in January, and the entire process has been emotional, and that was apparent by the eye-rolling, huffing and puffing, and disappointed sighing. Along with the tension, there were also technical issues.
I was just going to ask that we stop his time and we find out how to get these headsets working.
Okay. Even the people that have the headsets, they are texting me and letting me know that there is no reception, so they can't hear.
So we need to fix that.
The meeting started with the presentation of the new curriculum, but halfway through the presentation, the president of the board had to stop the meeting. The signal strength wasn't strong enough on the headsets that provided a translation service in Spanish for the Latinx community for people seated in the overflow rooms. They stopped the meeting to move everyone who needed the Spanish translation into the main room where the translator was stationed. This actually wasn't the first time the language barrier was a direct issue.
Fuimos a otro meeting que hicieron en la Pine Middle School y nada de lo que había ahí, de lo que proveían, estaba en español. Solamente las computadoras.
Marisol Camacho is saying she went to a previous meeting at Pine Middle School, and the only thing provided in Spanish were survey questions about the new curriculum. But as for the actual lessons, none of that material was provided in Spanish. The meeting she's talking about was a parent preview night for community members to review the material before it was sent to the board. Camacho is a mother of 3 students enrolled in Washoe schools, fighting against Lesson 1, which ultimately did not pass. The lesson would have discussed gender identity and sexual orientation, providing a conversation inclusive of the LGBTQ community. She says the language barrier and lack of resources made her feel unheard. There were about 25 Latinx people at the meeting, but nearly 40% of Washoe students are Latino. After voting on the sexual education lessons themselves, the Board of Trustees made it a requirement that this curriculum be translated into Spanish moving forward. Although there was Hispanic representation, meeting attendees were predominantly white. Even though this curriculum impacts high school students, nearly everyone at this meeting was an adult, including Mindy Lilliquist, opposing Lesson 1.
For us, in our home, it is a religiously held belief that gender is a core part of who you are. And so for my children to go to school and be taught that that is not true is actually infringing on my rights as a parent.
We hear a lot from adults, but we don't hear a lot from students. And we should be listened to. I believe that the public forum that they have is completely appropriate, but that they should also get opinions from high school seniors who are graduating and wish they had learned this, or freshmen who are just taking health for the first time and are wishing that they learned something else or something new.
That was Susie Meza, a 16-year-old soon-to-be senior at Sparks High School, who was intimidated by the large crowd voicing loud opposition to Lesson 1. Meza found out about the meeting after school because her Twitter feed was full of retweets and likes about it. For Samantha Clements, she's a graduating senior at Reno High and a proud Christian who also spoke at the meeting addressing the opposition.
They don't understand the biases for white males, for that matter, or any white person or straight or cis person. I also talked about how a lot of the concerns were moral and religious, and the entire basis of the reason we can speak this evening is a separation of church and state, and it's necessary to make sure that there is no religious or moral bias, simply scientific fact.
Another graduating senior, Riley Hogan, proudly spoke about growing up struggling with her own sexual orientation.
I spoke to the board about how I grew up figuring out that I was bisexual and how I was never taught about it in schools or from my parents, and that was really detrimental to my mental health, and for years and years really did not like myself because of the fact that I was bisexual, because I thought that was wrong because I was never taught that it was okay.
Along with their supports for lesson one, they all had one common thread: the feeling of being unheard. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.